Hey guys, before we get into the episode, I just want to tell you guys real fast about the sponsors of this podcast. First, we got the Grow Guru, my friend and podcast host. He is a growing consultant. So if you have your 329 medical card here in Hawaii and you're interested and want to grow your own medicine, you can hit him up and he can help you out and get you to the point where you can grow and consume your own safe medical cannabis. Also coming soon, the Guru's Grow Supply in beautiful Pearl City. So stay with us and follow for more on Instagram, the Grow Guru and the Guru's Grow Supply. Next, we have Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Shout out to Micah and Bongi for supplying Hawaii and the world with the finest genetics from beautiful Hawaii Nei. You can hit them up on Instagram, Pakalolo Seed Molokai, or find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank and PureSativa.com. And last, we got Retro Hawaii. Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, is doing all the hard work to find you the styles that you loved back in the 80s and 90s. So you can follow him on Instagram and see what's available at Retro Hawaii. All right, that's it. Let's get into the episode. Peace. Guys, welcome back to another episode of Voices from the Planet. Thank you for joining me. I am your host, Eric, here with you after a long break. It's probably been over a month for sure since I've done a Voices from the Planet podcast episode. So welcome back to those of you who missed me. It's good to be back, I should say. Still doing Everyone Knows You're High, so you should go check that out. We just released a new episode, number 57, with Sam Eitz, local drummer and musician here on Oahu. So if you wouldn't mind going over and checking that out, let me find out, make sure it's the right episode. Yep, 57, that's right. Today we had Sam in studio, which is cool. I wouldn't say I've known Sam. I've known of Sam, and our paths have crossed on multiple occasions, but I never really had the opportunity to like sit and talk with him, so that was super cool to finally get to be able to do that. I would assume there's a lot to talk about since I've taken over a month break from doing this, but I mean, on Everyone Knows You're High, we kind of get the opportunity to talk and do that shit, right, and catch up, so maybe you can check it out there. But we're here, and this is Voices from the Planet. So I guess, I mean, where do we begin, right? So much has happened. Should I start chronologically? Should I just jump all over the place and just kind of whatever it? I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I guess I'll start with, the wildfire here on Oahu. I know people are going to be like, what? I thought there was a wildfire on Maui. And yes, there was. That was horrific and tragic. But there's also one happening now on Oahu that's not currently endangering any people or houses or anything. It's way up in the mountains above Milani Mauka. But You can see the smoke from like everywhere on the island. I'm assuming right over that mountain ridge, which is probably like, well, like Ka'ava area, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe, I don't know. But they're probably getting choke smoke. And then even like the ash, people who live in Milani have been reporting ash on their car and stuff. So the military has been working with the Hawaii Fire Department to get water there. It's in a super remote location, so you can't like bring hoses and do that kind of shit. So they're doing it all by bucket drop. And they set up the water pickup stuff at the field where my son plays football on the weekends, where his games are. So I'm sure the games are going to be canceled because they're using that area for staging. But it doesn't matter anyway because we pulled him out of football because, well, there's a lot of reasons why. But he just wasn't feeling it anymore. We've been missing a lot of practices because he's been sick and not feeling good. So therefore, he's missing games. And we want to instill in him the, you know, the principles of completing what you've committed to doing. But there's some outside mitigating factors which are leading to me and my wife not wanting him to play football. So not necessarily not play football, but not play football for this league anymore. So we pulled him out. He was fine with it. He's not been wanting to play either, but we've been forcing him. We've been forcing him to play because you committed to it and you should see it through. But things have changed, and now we're not going to fucking be playing flag football at Palama anymore. I mean, it was a great free program. Maybe we'll play again when other sports like basketball or soccer start coming up. But right now, football and all, everything around the football, we just got to avoid it because, yeah, bigger picture. And long-term benefits. You may think, oh, he's being super fucking vague, but it is kind of a personal reason. So no more football at Palama. I don't know how many of you fathers out there, you know, are married and have multiple children and have a spouse who has to travel for work. I mean, sometimes I have to travel, but it's not for like long periods of time. It was like 2 days, one night away kind of a thing, or even for like a day. But my wife recently had to travel to the mainland for work, and she was going to be gone for like a week, like a Monday through Friday type deal, Monday evening. And it's funny. So I was on my own, single parenting it. I wouldn't say completely on my own because I had my mother-in-law at home with me to help out at home. But like everything else, getting them ready, school, drop-offs, pickups after that, daycare, all that stuff, that all was on me for the week. And it's funny because everybody I'm telling, or I told that, you know, Nicole's going to be gone for the week, they're like, oh, are you going to be okay? This and that. Like, oh, and like everybody seemed so concerned that started making me feel like, oh shit, am I gonna fucking be okay? But in my mind, I also felt like I could do this. Like, it's not that bad. I mean, I know the routine, I know the schedule. It's not like I'm trying to figure this shit out and do it. It's like I already know what needs to be done. So that made me feel a little bit of confidence. But still, everybody in your ear and in your head being like, oh, are you gonna be okay? Oh my gosh. 1 week, that's so long. Oh my gosh, it's going to be you and the kids. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, thanks, guys. Maybe a little positive support would be better than dumping your concerns for me back on me. Like, even my mom, too, was like, oh. But she told me, and I learned, I didn't know this. I guess I did know, but I didn't remember until she told me how when we were growing up, my mom used to take, like, 1 to 2 week business trips, like twice a year, and she'd be gone and just be me, my sister, and my dad. So it's, and she's like, you guys are always fine, and it was nothing that I had to worry about. Basically telling me, if you know, if your dad could do it, then you can do it, which helps because I didn't even remember this. So it must have went perfectly smooth, where it didn't leave any lasting impression on me like that. My mom was gone for 2 weeks at a time. But yeah, so we all survived. I kept all the kids alive for those days and managed to maintain my sanity, which I'm sure has a lot to do with the therapy I'm in and, you know, the work that I'm doing and managing my stress and trying to stay like balanced as far as my emotional status. So I can say I have 1 week good to go. Solo dad accomplished. New achievement unlocked. It's also my birthday. Happy birthday to me. It was a while ago, though. See, that's how long I haven't done this. I'm now 41 years old, and in Japanese culture, this is the Yakudoshi year. It's supposed to have like a party to ward off the bad luck or something, because apparently Yakudoshi years are supposed to be like bad luck. So you're supposed to have some sort of party to like ward off that. And I remember when I was young, having this party for my dad at Gyotaku or Gyokaku on King Street in town, kind of by McCully, the Japanese restaurant. And all his friends and all my uncles and aunties and family members and all came. And yeah, it's like a big party for you when you turn 41. But I didn't have that yet. But it's not for me to plan that party. Somebody's supposed to plan it for me. But, you know, we don't need a big party. I don't need a big party. I kind of am not really into birthdays for myself, as in kind of the same way I'm not like into Christmas as much. Like, I don't know. I have a feeling it has to do with just as a kid growing up, my expectations not being met. And I'm sure they were unreal expectations, and you know, the feeling of disappointment through the years, birthday after birthday, and Christmas after Christmas, just made me not really care for them. Just kind of a bah humbug to everything, because I was a spoiled fucking brat this way. And I don't get what I want. So I don't like Christmas or my birthday. But that's just for me. Other people, I'll be into it. Get them presents and stuff. But I don't like making a big deal about myself. For one or for another reason. See, what else did I write down that I was going to talk about? Oh, yeah, past Halloween. Happy belated Halloween to all you trick-or-treaters out there. Took the kids around the neighborhood to get myself some candy, because slowly but surely I'm dipping into their candy stash and I'm going to start taxing them. Show them, give them a life lesson at a young age of how governments and taxation works. I'm like, but I didn't even get it yet. It's like, yeah, that's how it works. They come and take it from you before you even have a chance to enjoy it. You had to just do all the heavy lifting to earn it. And someone else just comes in and snatches it up. And that someone is me. Who's going to overdo it and go into a diabetic coma for a little while and take a nap after I've eaten 2 pounds of your bite-sized, fun-sized candies. Was the baby's first Halloween, so that's why it was kind of important. I remember when my oldest son was, well, his first Halloween. He wasn't even one yet. But that was the year there was, like, something happened in Hawaii and on Oahu. And the zipper lane, which is like a contra flow lane that's used in the mornings to alleviate traffic, was unable to be closed, which takes up like two, almost three lanes of the freeway in the evening rush hour direction. So traffic going home that day was super bad, and we completely missed Halloween. We didn't even get home till like 10 o'clock at night, which is, I mean, it took us like 6 hours to get home. And we were just stuck in traffic. Everywhere was fucked up. And we just sat in traffic all the way. Fucking, yeah. Maybe it wasn't 6 hours. I think we probably pulled over somewhere and got something to eat, because it was just like nobody was going anywhere. That was kind of disappointing. But at that age, he's not getting candy anyway. It was more just like the experience for us as new parents to take your newborn or your baby out trick-or-treating. It's not like we were going to get candy for him. But pretty soon, my oldest is going to be the age where he's going to want to go trick-or-treating with his friends without the parental supervision, which, I mean, I don't remember what age I was when I was like granted that ability to free trick or treat. So we'll see. He's already asking for a cell phone. These fucking kids are growing up so fast. Another thing I don't do, which is Halloween related, is dress up in costumes anymore. I feel like that's for children. It may be an unpopular opinion. People are probably going to be mad. But it's not for me. I'm not into it. I'm not judging you if you're an adult and you still want to dress up for Halloween and go walk around and go to bars and do that kind of stuff and live your life. But I personally feel like that is for children. And for me, I think once I hit an age where we like started going to parties for Halloween, that's when I stopped dressing up, because I don't want to be in a costume uncomfortable all fucking night, for one, and like spending extra money on a costume. Costumes are fucking expensive nowadays, so to spend that extra money on a costume that you're just gonna use one fucking time. And I know what you might be saying, you can make your own costume and all that stuff, but like, yeah, you could do that. You could probably, were homeschooled too. But anyway, so yeah, we just dress regular. I think me and my wife were together was the last time I did it, and it still didn't feel right for me. I think I did it more for her because she wanted to dress up with her group of friends, and I was like, all right, well then I guess I'm going to do it with you. So, but yeah, I just want to dress comfortably. Me not dressing up, I feel like also me not dressing up for Halloween doesn't take away from anybody else's Halloween experience. So you guys do you and I'll do me, and everybody will be happy. Happy Halloween, trick or treat, motherfucker. What else is in the news other than a topic I'm not going to touch on? Like, I'm so afraid to talk about it because I have no clue, and it's so confusing about what's right or wrong. You'd think it's pretty obvious, but apparently it's not as cut and dry or easy to explain without pissing off like everybody. So I'm not gonna fucking talk about it, because yeah, I don't want to piss anybody off. That's the thing, I don't want to talk about it. I mean, I could talk about it by myself, but that could be dangerous, because that's just my thoughts and ideas and questions and things which could be offensive and people might not get it. People can get mad about it. But if I had somebody to talk to about it with who maybe knew, I maybe could ask them questions. I'm scared. I'm scared to talk about it. I'm not going to fucking touch it. Yeah. What else? Let's see. Yeah. Just look at me scroll Instagram. It's where I get my news from, just like most people. No, that's not true. I get it from Tim Pool mostly. And I get my entertainment from YouTube. I wonder what would happen if they can't get that fire under control over there above Mililani. Like, how far could it actually spread? Which is crazy. How did it even start? Because it's in the middle of nowhere. And it's usually pretty green and, like, wet up there. It's not like on the west side of the island where it's all dry. Like, the Ko'olau Mountains stay pretty moist. But I remember, I forget what day it was. I feel like it was either Monday. Could have been Tuesday. Could have been Halloween. But I remember we were leaving in the morning to go to school. And when we leave, it's still pretty dark out. We're driving to get on the freeway. And you can see those mountains. Like, if you're looking up at the mountains, it's all dark. And there was just a light orange circular glow. Like, you could see, like, a patch of orange. And I pointed it out to my kid. And I was like, oh, shit, look, there's a fire over there. But it was, like, not by anything. Unless there's something over there that we don't know about. But all the news that I've seen regarding it, nobody's said, like, how it started or what it's from. It's just that, they're working on it. It's whatever percent contained. I think the latest I heard was 40% contained. But how does it start up there? Lightning? But wouldn't have to be dry for lightning to start a fire like that? Unless people were hiking or hunting or something and or camping and their fire got out of control. But how does something like that start way out there? I'm not trying to start a conspiracy of space lasers because, I mean, what's the fucking point? There's nothing up there. Oh, just to make shitty air quality. That was one conspiracy I heard a while ago when it was like the Canadian wildfires. It's like they're going to use the shitty air quality to make people wear masks or like make people stay indoors. Like, oh, it's so bad. Look at, oh, they're probably going to blame it on climate change. Like, climate change leads to wildfires, which leads to smoke, which leads to bad air quality, which means stay inside and they'll lock you down and then everybody can vote by mail again. Something like that. But it's crazy. Every morning when we wake up, since that fire has started, when we go outside to go to the cars to leave, you can smell the smoke in the air. And like driving in, you can see the layer of smoke that's just kind of like lingering over every part of Oahu from what I can see. And I live all the way in Eva Beach. That's pretty fucking far. So yeah, I don't know how bad it is in Mililani or just over the ridge on the east side. Could be real fucking bad. Like, I'm sure the ones in Canada, because I think those are pretty isolated as far as, like, not near people. So, like, do they just let those burn until whatever, it burns itself out? Like, or do they have, like, Canadian firefighters dropping buckets of water? Are those fires even still burning? Who knows? They could still be. There's so much open space in Canada. I think, like, the parts where people live is pretty close to the border with America, and, like, the top part is all wilderness, forest, and shit. Interesting to think. I don't know. I wish I could look it up, but I'm too lazy. I need a producer. If anybody wants to be a podcast producer and not get paid for this podcast and just hang out with me and help me out in that sort of way, give me someone to talk to. Would be cool if you could be on camera, but you don't have to be. But yeah, somebody come be my producer. Or Turtle Doves, be my producer, dude. And all these guys are already doing one podcast every other week, so they might not want to commit to doing one every week. That's why this one I run pretty much all by myself. Set this shit up. Make sure everything's hopefully running. And then do a podcast. Put everything away. Edit everything. Put it out. It's a one-man show, dude. So that kind of just shows you that you could do it, too, if you were interested in doing your own podcast. You know, but if all that sounds like too much work and you still want to do a podcast, but you're telling yourself, fuck, I don't want to do all that, then hit me up because we got the space. And I can be your producer. I could totally stay out of your podcast. You could just do your thing and I'll just push buttons and be there to hit record. And you do you. So that would be the Come Together Podcast Studio. DM me for info. And yeah. I think I'm going to wrap it up now because Auntie's not even here. She's just letting me use her garage. So I don't want to overextend my welcome. So I will just tell you folks now. Be sure to check out the fine sponsors of this podcast. My dear friend and co-host of Everyone Knows You're High, the Grow Guru. You can hit him up for all your consulting needs in regards to gardening and growing plants. And be sure to check him out at the Guru's Grow Supply. Triple G. Or Garden Supply. But anyway, hit him up for all your nutrients, all your whatever you need to grow your beautiful garden. And also Pakalolo Seed Molokai, longtime sponsor, longtime friends. Find them on the Attitude Seed Bank and PureSativa.com to get their highly sought after Hawaii genetics. And last but not least is Miko Ferrari over at Retro Hawaii for all your throwback Hawaii apparel. He's got a lot of old University of Hawaii rainbow gear that they don't make anymore because for some reason they never wanted to be associated with a rainbow anymore. Seems a little homophobic, but that's what makes these pieces more rare because it comes from a time when, you know, the team was free to be the rainbows and nobody judged. So go check them out, all of them on Instagram, check them out. Thank you again for watching. Please be sure to subscribe and follow on Instagram, Voices from the Planet Tell your friends, tell your aunties, tell your uncles. Have them subscribe as well. Like and share, please. And I will see you all on the next episode. Thank you again for watching. Love you guys. Peace.
All my friends are toxic, all ambitionless, so rude and always negative. I need new friends, but it's not that quick and easy, or I'm drowning. Let me, I'm better off all by myself, though I'm feeling kinda empty without somebody else. So I hear you crying out for help, but you never showed for me when I was ringing your cell phone. No, you don't know how it feels to be alone, baby. Oh, I'll make you know, I'll make you know. Backing it up a bit, counting my hours and knocking on wood. Avoiding my opposites, chewing on chocolate. Had a bit limited time, but I should be good for a minute. Don't want to admit it, I'm running on seconds. I'm rigid, I'm screwed, don't know what to do. I'm thinking of you, I'm drinking the bottles and bottles of booze. I'm better off all by myself, though I'm feeling kinda empty without somebody else. So I hear you crying out for help, but you never showed for me when I was ringing your cell phone. No, you don't know how it feels to be alone, baby. Oh, I'll make you know, I'll make you know. I fell into your river, that's where you told me lies. You said that I'd feel better, but this is where good guys die. You took my pride away, but you cannot take my life. I'll find another way out, but now you're taking my life. Don't you see how I'm better off all by myself, though I'm feeling kinda empty without somebody else. So I hear you crying out for help, but you never showed for me when I was ringing your cell phone. No, you don't know how it feels to be alone, baby. Oh, I'll make you know, I'll make you know. Never showed for me when I was ringing your cell phone. No, you don't know how it feels to be alone, baby. Oh, I'll make you know, I'll make you know.